Fields pervade the universe. Of these four forces, one has long stood out as weird, the weak force. Notice that gravity has gravitons, electromagnetism has photons, and the strong force has gluons, one kind of boson for each force. The weak force comes with three different bosons, the neutral Z and the two charged Ws. And these bosons are responsible for strange behaviors as well. By emitting a W boson, one kind of fermion can change into another kind. A down quark can spit out a W minus and change into an up quark. Neutrons, which are made of two downs and an up, decay when they're by themselves outside a nucleus. One of their down quarks emits a W minus, and the neutron converts into a proton, which has two ups and a down. None of the other forces change the identity of the particles they interact with. The weak interactions basically are a mess, and the reason is simple. The Higgs. The Higgs is fundamentally different from all the other bosons. The others, as we'll see in Chapter 8, all arise because of some symmetry of nature connecting what happens at different points in space. Once you believe in these symmetries, the bosons are practically inevitable. But the Higgs isn't like that at all. There is no deep principle that requires its existence. But it exists anyway. After the LHC announced the Higgs discovery on July 4th, hundreds of attempts were made at explaining what it was supposed to mean. The biggest reason why this task is such a challenge is that it's not really the Higgs boson itself that is all that interesting. What matters is the Higgs field from which the boson arises. It's a fact of physics that all the different particles really arise out of fields. That's quantum field theory, the underlying framework for everything that particle physicists do. But quantum field theory isn't something we teach kids in high school. It's not even something we often discuss in popular physics books. We talk about particles and quantum mechanics and relativity, but we rarely dig into the wonders of quantum field theory underlying it all. When it comes to the Higgs boson, however, it's no longer adequate to skirt around.